Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
She and her mom both think that her brother is screwing around on her fiance. And she wanted our help to try to get to the truth here with To Catch a Cheater or The Roses. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
All right, what has brought us to the point here where you want to find out if your brother is cheating on his fiance and then maybe even knack on him?
My brother, who, you know, we love, but he has a history of not being faithful. So he dated this girl for a long time, Laura, and she's fine, right? Like, he loved her, whatever.
Whatever, blah, 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 love, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, I mean, the family was not a huge fan. We didn't feel like she was a great fit for him. We didn't feel like she really, you know, vibed with all of us. But you don't mess with that, right? Like, that's sort of off limits. He made his choice. That is who he said he wanted to be with. And then he cheated on her and, like, just, you know, wrecked it all. We were upset with him that he cheated, for sure. Not upset that Laura was out of the picture. That was like a, you know, happy, you know, mm-hmm. like extra detail. But then he was like, you know, I learned, blah, 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 blah. I would never do that ever again. And kind of did some work on himself and started dating again. And, has a new girlfriend that we really, really like. and she's lovely. Her name is Rachel. She's fantastic. She fits in with us. She's funny. You know, she treats everybody just, she's like a beam of light, right? Totally different from the last girl. And anyway, I've just started to get a bad feeling that he is cheating again, because he's acting a lot of the same ways. Stopped bringing Rachel around, and we're like, how is she? What's going on? And he's like, oh, she's fine. She's fine. Things are good. You know, and he's on his phone a lot, and he started talking about Laura again. And that's the fiance that he cheated on. Right. I don't know. Like, my spidey sense is just kind of going off that he's not coming to hang out with us very much. Not only is he not bringing her around, he's not hanging out with us very much. And I talked to my mom about it, and I was like, hey, do you notice this? Like, Jason's just kind of disappearing off the radar, right? And even since he was a kid, when he was doing something he's not supposed to do, he, like, gets sneaky quiet, right? Like, it's just sort of
it's his MO.
For him. Yes, right? He just sort of pulls away because he knows that he's probably feeling guilty, whatever. And so she was like, I do. And I said, what made you think about it? She's like, well, I saw him on his phone a lot. And he doesn't, you know, when he was with Rachel and hanging out when he's over here, he's engaged, right? He's like with us. And I don't know, it's just suspicious. So
you're invested.
Not true.
You're invested in two ways here, two different levels. A, you certainly don't want him screwing around on a woman you're almost considering a sister at this point. And you definitely, if he is screwing around, do not want it to be his ex who you absolutely hated anyway, right?
No, we thought we were free, and due to his, you know, own mistakes. But also, like, this also sort of makes him like a serial cheater. Like, it's a perpetual thing he's doing, and it's a problem. So,
but it's his problem.
Yeah, but it's his problem.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just get to the results here. Maybe there's no problem at all. Okay. So who's got the results from War of the Roses?
I do. So we sent a fake promotional email to the address that Emily provided us for her brother. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers and was able to choose from several options with pictures. The first was whoops-a-daisy. Fix any mistake with a fun assortment of Gerber daisies, light pink roses, hydrangeas, and carnations. It will be impossible for her not to accept your apology. The second was smitten. She's captured your attention. Now make sure you capture hers with this bold mix of hot pink hydrangeas, roses, and lilies. The third was sunny side up, orange roses, pink and yellow daisies, and lush greenery. The perfect bouquet to brighten anyone's day and make everything seem just right. The fourth was everything coming up roses, two dozen long stem roses, perfect for the one your heart desires. In exchange, he was asked to share 10 promotional codes for 30% off a future order with his friends or family. The first promotional email was sent at 9:49 a.m. The second email was sent at 1:32 p.m. He responded to and ordered flowers at 1:57 p.m. And he chose smitten. She's captured your attention. Now make sure you capture hers with this bold mix of hot pink hydrangeas, roses, and lilies. And he sent these to Laura. And he set the delivery for Saturday morning to be delivered to a home address. And the note on the card said, "Here's to new beginnings."
Which one's Laura?
The ex.
So, yeah, you got problems. He's got problems. Everybody's got problems.
It's a lot of problems.
So your gut was right. Yeah. Your mom's gut was right also. So now what to do with it?
Yeah, like what are you going to do with this information?
Well, he's going to, first I have to figure out, do we just tell him that we set him up or do we?
I don't think you need to tell him how you found out. I think that you and your mom say, we know for sure that you are messing around with Laura. How we found out is inconsequential.
Yeah, leave us out of it.
Please.
Leave us out of it. So, you know, we'll follow up with you. How you deal with it is on you, but you know, it sure sounds like your hunch was right.
Well, thanks for confirming our terrible suspicion.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
All right, Emily, we'll check with you next week to find out how it all panned out, okay?
Thanks so much. Bye.
It's Bert Show.
The Bert Show.